At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Keeping the phones open all day. So if you're there, just chill. We're good. But we did need to talk about something. Now, I was at the game, so I wasn't watching on television. But a ton of people were complaining about one specific thing on television. Mm-hmm. Lanville, tell me when you have the audio ready. Because this just seems weird to me. I think Mike Tirico is one of the best to do it. Just a really tremendous announcer. But did you hear about how people were...
I saw you talking last night on it. I saw you text it.
So Marcus Mariota, he's been in the NFL. Marcus Mariota's been like a household name for a number of years. I mean, this is a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, number two overall pick. He's 32 years old. Like, we've been watching Mariota play football at a really high level for 10, 12 years. Mm-hmm. Pretty widely established how you say Marcus Mariota. And then my man Chris Collinsworth said this repeatedly.
And I do think Mariota at that point said,
Mariota.
Yeah. Give me one more time, Lanville.
And I do think Mariota at that point.
You know what happens, though? With Chris Collinsworth.
What is he doing?
Mariota probably told him the proper way of saying it. So, and I've been in these meetings where people give you little tidbits. And if the guy had been in the league for 8-9 years or so, and he'd been calling Mariota or Mariota, I'm going to keep calling you that. But when you tell me, oh, it's Mariota, or whatever, I'm not going to go change it up. And I'm not going to try to one-up nobody. You know he tries to one-up people now. So I can see them telling him how they pronounce it back in this place, and he decides, okay, well, I'm going to call it how this is going to make me different. You're always looking for some angle in the call game.
It kind of reminded me of when the Browns were on Hard Knocks and we found out that everybody was saying Tyrod Taylor's name wrong.
What was it, Tyrod or something?
Tyrod, yeah. That was before he got stabbed in the lung by the Chargers team doctor. Justin Herbert got an opportunity to start.
I'm trying.
The doctor tried to put Tyrod in his lung.
I'm trying to think who it was. There was a Commanders player that had like a unique pronunciation of his name, and he was just like, "Yeah, I don't care. Say whatever." Like some people just aren't worried about it.
Marcus Patton's name is Marv. Cuss.
Yeah,
Marvcus. I guarantee you nobody called him Marcus. Most called him Marcus, but he always tells Kenny, he said, man, B-Mitch is the only person to say my name right. Because I'm like, I'm sure the V is not solid. If his mama put a V there, he wants you to say the damn V. So I call him Marcus or MP for short.
Yeah. I have become in situations like that, like Mark Fratto is the PA announcer at Northwest Stadium. I'm sure you probably met him. And I was talking with him, just kind of joking around pregame, and he was running through all the pronunciations of names, including the Broncos have a linebacker with a Owazarake, something like that. I was like, just call him OZ, dude. Sometimes, you know, in the book I reference all the time, The Elements of Style, they say when you have a sentence or a paragraph that you just can't make flow, just write around it. Don't try to fix it. Just come up with a different way of saying it.
Yeah.
And maybe Collinsworth last night should have just gone with Commander's quarterback or number 8, which is something different, man.
He's heard the name for years say it a certain way. Say that.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Was Tirico doing it too?
I guess he was a little bit, and it seemed
they were both doing it.
That is exactly coming out of a damn production meeting.
So apparently Mariota pronounced it that way. You know how the guys say, like, Marcus Mariota, University of Oregon? He said Mariota, Oregon. So maybe, you know, 13 years into his career, Mariota's setting the record straight.
Let me hit you something straight, though, Jay. Like, you know, you get people with certain names and they have like the little symbol above accent, all that. If you write the name, are you putting that symbol above it? No. You don't know when. I don't know if it should go to the left or to the right. Sometime on the E's when you look at French stuff. You don't know which way it's supposed to go, so why try it? You just write it the regular way, and we know what your name is, but they came out of the thing, we're going to do this different. Why? It makes you seem different than everybody else. So I understand why they do it, but I also think sometimes it's just people being pompous.
When I went to college, I tried to go by James.
But that's your name, dog.
It just didn't work. People just called me JP. I swear to God, people I never met just still called me JP.
College-age people are lazy as hell. They don't call you the quickest thing they can call you. I wasn't called Brian Mitchell. My name was called B. Mitch or B. I'm either B. Mitch or B. That's it.
Some people call you Mitch.
Yeah, Mitch. I get Mitch, too. But I tell them, Mitch is my daddy. My dad was Mitch, and they started calling me B. Mitch. I don't want to be called...
Now you're G. Mitch.
No, I'm Pawpaw. I tried that G. Mitch thing. It doesn't work. Kids call you what the hell they want to call you.
Ike Dog on Twitter just said, it's like the Fogo people when you mispronounce Chow. What... Fogo de Chow.
Fogo de Shown, they said. That's what it is.
De Shown?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. But I'm like, that's C-H-O.
C-H-A-O.
C-H-A-O. That look like Chow to me. Not like Shown.
Well, it's like the first time you see the word acai. People, that's trouble.
It don't look like acai. It look like a ka.
Right. I'll never forget this. I went to high school with this girl. And I remember in high school you do like, reading out loud, like everybody would read a chapter or whatever. She pronounced chaos, the word C-H-A-O-S, chaos, as chachos.
Chachos.
I've never forgotten that in my life.
Well, I had this girl call me brain all the time, so brain. She say, and brain, what do you think? I'm like, who are you talking to? She said, your name? I'm like, no, my name's Brian. I mean, not brain. She said, well, B-R-I-A-N.
She might have had a little dyslexia.
No, right? She spelled it. B-R-I-A-N. I'm like, not brain. It's Brian.
I think we should start calling you Brain. I think I think Brain would work.
I normally throw stuff at people that call me Brain.
All right, I'm going to get back to these phones. Who's one on hold a long time? Eli's in D.C. Elijah, what's up, dude?
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call, man.
What's happening, man?
Man, I'm doing pretty good, B-Mitch. I'm happy for my squad, man. I think the DQ effect of him spending more time with the defense, I don't know. I'm not around the facility, what his responsibilities look like trying to, you know, be the head coach. So him spending more time, it just seems like they're responding and they're moving around with objectives. They're not just running around out of place. They're running around and they're getting to spots. It was cool to see guys, more than one guy making the tackle. Guys was in their spots. There's so much that goes on. I think Belichick, you know, talked about sometimes with guys, they just because you're a good soldier don't mean you're gonna be a good general. And there are things that Joe Witt may be doing that we can't even see with the organizations of certain things that the defense needs. And it kind of made me think of the time at Dallas. I know as Commanders fans, we don't want to think about nothing about Dallas, but the thumbprint and the fingerprint can't be ignored. And to see certain things that he was able to do. It reminded me of his time in Dallas. Just they were stingy on the back end. Certain things they were doing. They had, I don't know if who was responsibility, but anyway, Wagner getting 55 in the passing window. There's certain things and tendencies that they didn't do. And Von Miller comes on every week saying how this isn't a coaching thing. And it was cool to just see. Consistently, he says that, and to kind of step back and observe and see Cliff calling the game, how he called it, and DQ called his game. It's like, you know, it was cool to really see that they're using the roster correctly with the offense. I think they have guys who excel horizontally. Now, having Terry on the field, you're going to have a vertical option that you just can't ignore. However, Debo, I think he's great. And so is Zach Ertz in this time, catching that ball over the shoulder, going to that sideline. And I think, man, if they built in to continue with the play action and some other things, that they could have some success. And they're doing everything I wanted to see during this time. You want to see competitive NFL team win or loss. You want to feel like they deserve to be on the squad. They deserve to be that they spent the time being, you know, preparing. So when you cut on your TV, it's like, okay, that regardless, I saw what I wanted to see. So it's cool to see them. I'm curious, B. Mitch, what you think about this running back room moving forward, because I like them, man. And I think if they could maybe add something there, I like the rotation. It's almost like when they needed a switch, they got to the switch. I think Bill, it was good when they put him in. Everybody just seemed like they just was where they were supposed to be. Nobody had to do too much. Everybody was able to play within their ability. And I don't think we've been able to see that this year. Everybody just able to play within game and what they're being asked to do. Everybody talk about simplifying things. I know y'all cut me. Simplifying stuff, but I think they was right in the pocket. And overall, I think that's the best they've looked since, like, the Chiefs game. They gave you a quarter or half, but this time I think they gave you a full game.
Yeah.
And it just makes you think if they can have more time to prepare and those injuries really set them back. But to see them adjust, because that's what good teams and good coaches do, they adjust. So to see them adjust is what I'm really most proud about the team, and I can move forward into the offseason feeling like, man, give them an opportunity to retool, man. They'd be all right. They'd be back.
Appreciate you, Elijah. Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Peace. I like the running back room. I just think we got to use them more. I don't think 22 carries is enough for the three running backs. And I think we don't have to predict when we're going to use them. You know, it seems like first half, you come out there with Chris, then you start, I'm going to use Bill in the second. What if Chris already, if he's cooking, let him keep cooking.
21 carries to the backs versus 50 pass attempts for Marcus.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody go anywhere. It's B-Mitch and Finley. We're going around the NFL at 1 o'clock. If you're on hold, stay there.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.